as he wrote about in Hardcore Diaries and almost seemed obsessed about what could have been, he was not happy that he was almost disregarded out of hand creatively by Vince McMahon. So you throw in that, you throw into that mix the fact that he wasn't happy creatively with his role as a color commentator on SmackDown, even though I thought he did a good job, and tension between he and McMahon did not come to the surface that I noticed. He wanted to do something different professionally, and so I give him credit. I'm all for people going off on their own and not necessarily siding with or choosing the default of, I need to be part of WWE because they're the big group and they'll make me famous. And, you know, it's right for some people but not right for others. It may be an opportunity Team 3D has to go back. Christian Cage's contract expires at the end of this year. He could go back to WWE. He is not. I talked to somebody today in TNA, a pal of his, who just said that Christian's not happy with how he's being pushed right now. He's not happy with things. And so his time on top of TNA may help him get a better deal in WWE, but he hasn't been on top lately. He's been just another guy. And I think that actually, it's tough to say if it hurts or helps his leverage with WWE in terms of getting a good deal, because if he were on top in WWE, WWE may be more apt to prove that he wasn't that good by having him job out to show, hey, a top guy in TNA can't even hang with, you know, Santino Marella or, I don't know, Mr. Kennedy or something. But now that he's been kind of a second-tier player recently, pushed to the background, really good promo guy, but they just haven't been pushing him much on promos or the ring lately. If he were to leave at the end of the year, I think WWE might say he was underutilized. Let's do more with him and prove that TNA underutilized him. On another talent front, let's follow up on the Gail Kim situation. I heard that Gail Kim, and by the way, there was a lot of talk about Gail Kim at the tapings this week, and a lot of sad faces, people disappointed and frustrated, especially the TNA Knockouts, who know that she was the best worker of the bunch, and they will admit that to each other. And she was really well-liked, really nice. I mean, her MySpace page is full of pictures of her and TNA workers and employees smiling and posing for pictures and going to the trouble to upload them onto her computer and put them onto her website, download them to her computer and upload her to her MySpace page. I mean, she really felt like she was part of a family with TNA for the few years that she was there. She didn't want to leave. And from what I heard, she had to almost be talked into leaving despite the fact that WWE offered her more than triple the pay of what TNA did. There were more guarantees built into that. She could make more than that because it's a worst-case scenario downside type thing. And it was 3 years, not just 1 year. So it just wasn't even close. I mean, in essence, WWE offered her more than 10 times what TNA offered her in terms of guarantees. It just wasn't a close call. And I've talked to multiple people now who were tight with Gail Kim and talked to her recently. And it really is a situation where she was sad to leave, sad that she left the way she left. But when TNA gave her that offer a couple weeks ago, I was told it was indicated to her that was their final offer. This isn't up for negotiation. You know, we hope you accept it. And it was just the way she was dealt with. She didn't want to leave, but it was just one of those situations where, you know, if that's how they're going to be and they're going to really lowball me and not treat me with respect. I mean, it is, you know, Hillary Clinton gave her speech last night. And, you know, whether you're a fan of Hillary or not, one issue got brought up that I think everybody should agree with. It's how you get there. That's the challenge, which is if a woman and a man are doing the same job with an equal level of success, an equal level of performance and seniority, you know, all things on the checklist are equal, they should get paid the same. I mean, it's just, I'm surprised that anybody, that that's even still an issue. I mean, it just seems to go back to a time when, you know, there were separate drinking fountains for blacks and whites. I mean, of course women and men should be paid the same if they're performing the same way at the same job with the same tenure. That wasn't necessarily offered to Gail Kim. TNA might be able to match up a couple male wrestlers who are earning, you know, a Petey Williams type, who they say, well, it's comparable to a Petey Williams, not an AJ Styles. But, you know, and AJ has been wrestling longer than Gail Kim, but I think she should have been offered a deal a lot closer to what AJ gets than what a Petey Williams gets. I'll put it that way. She should get paid more than Scott Steiner, more than BG James and Kip James combined times two. She was, and this is the thing. I mean, I wish I could have done this in the Torch cover story this week. I wish I could have taken the cover story and said, top TNA babyface leaves for WWE. Leave her name out of it. And then describe what she's done. And people would be reading that going, well, is this Christian Cage? Is it Samoa Joe? Is it Sting? Is it Jeff Jarrett? You know, did he and Dixie Carter are falling out? Is it AJ Styles? And talk about how this person, this top baby face, and I say top baby face as in the top baby face, because she outdrew Sting. She's outdrawn AJ Styles. She's outdrawn everybody. Her matches are number one. If you do a statistical breakdown, when she's in a match, the ratings have gone up, and when she's her match ends, the ratings go down. And it's been true for the entire Knockouts division. She can be not in a match in the Knockouts draw, but she's been in more of those matches, and she was the glue that held it together in the spirit of that division. So you take all of that and add it up. The punchline at the end of the column, at the end of the cover story, would have been, and this top babyface I'm talking about was offered well under six figures, a fraction of what WWE offered, less than what a Petey Williams type, Scott Steiner type, BG and Kip Jane types get, and her name is Gail Kim. I mean, it just blows my mind how undervalued she was. Now, I have been told at the highest of high levels. This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.